All right, and the things you guide the horse with are called the
bridle.
Or the long leather affair from a wagon. You're on the buggy.
Lines.
And when you want to get ready to go out and ride horseback, you say you're going to have to do what to the horse first? You're going to have to
bridle.
Or do you ever say harness here? Harness the horse?
Harness the horse and hitch it up.
Okay. Now, somebody doesn't live very far, you'd say, oh, it's just a... It's not very far, it's just a...
Just a mile or two.
Or just a little...
Just a little distance.
You ever use way here? Just a little. Do you ever use way? Just a little. Oh, it's just a little.
Just a little way.
All right. But if he does live far away, you'd say, oh, it's a.
It's quite a distance.
Or it's quite a long...
Quite a long ways.
And the opposite of quite a long ways would be
quite a short way.
Okay. Now you can say you can find weed, you can find flowers in a garden, but you can find weeds almost...
almost anywhere.
And the place where the plow has been in the ground, it leaves a little trench. You call that trench a what? A
furrow.
You cut down the trees, you say the land has been... All the trees are cut down, the land has been... you want to use it for farmland, you say, I'm going to have to...
Clear the land.
Then, okay. And you admire a man's wheat crop, and you say it looks like you're going to have quite a good
yield.
Okay. Now you cut the hay, and it grows up again, and you cut it again. You say that's called a what?
Second crop.
And you cut the wheat, and you put it into what? Into units of what? What do you call the units?
Shocks.
You ever call it a bind? A bind of wheat? Or a bundle?
A bundle.
I'm talking now about a measure of wheat. You say, I had 40...
bushels.
Now, when you cut the corn, you put the corn in what sort of units? Corn, that's
into shocks.
How did they treat the oats? Do you remember what did they do to the oats? They had to
I didn't get this.
You've got oats growing, and then they're ready to have something done to them after they're ripe. You say we have to go and do what to them? The oats. Sometimes they'd bring in people with a big machine, and they'd go out, and the wife would have to cook for...
Thrashers?
Yeah, that's right. Would you do that? You'd say that they'd do what to the wheat, then? They'd go out and
thrash the wheat.
Okay. Sometimes there's a difference in pronunciation of one and the other. That's what I was interested in. Now you give somebody a lift, and you stop and say, "I'm sorry, but this is all they want to go a long way."
And this is all the farther I go.